to the political cesspool known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
And welcome, everyone, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I am your host, James Edwards. You know, this show, the Political Cesspool, has been on the air now for nearly 4 years, broadcasting previously from our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, AM 1380 WLRM. And during that time, we've broadcast over 800 live shows and interviewed some of the biggest names in American politics. That's something we're very proud of. And I don't know what it is about tonight's show, but something feels a little bit different. Oh, yeah, it's the fact that we're going out live now to a national audience this evening, thanks to the fine people at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we couldn't be happier to be the newest addition to the RBN family of programming. My co-host this evening, a man who has been with me since the very inception of this award-winning radio show, my good friend, Bill Rowland. Bill, as the old song says, it looks like we've made it. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Well, good evening, James, and good evening to all our new listeners and our dedicated listeners who have been with us for the past 4 years, and we're certainly looking forward to our relationship and our future with RBN. And tonight, I mean, James, what can we say? The curtain has gone up on a new, an entirely new episode in the continuing saga of the political cesspool.
It's so exciting, and it's so exciting to see this ascension bear this kind of fruit. You know, I can remember quite vividly the very first show we ever had on broadcast radio. That was October 26, 2004, and this night is going to be every bit as momentous. Of course, a lot of people have played a role in this program, people like our producer, Art Frith, up there in Michigan, and the other hosts who have come and gone over the years. Of course, over time, ladies and gentlemen, listening in on RBN tonight, you'll get to know our other current co-hosts, Winston Smith and Eddie the Bombardier Miller. They're not with us tonight, but you know, Hillary Clinton said it takes a village to raise a child. I don't subscribe to that theory, but it does take a village to run this radio show. And even though I'm going to be here with you every night as the primary host, co-founder of this program, Bill Rowland and Eddie Miller and Winston Smith are always there to help me. And thanks again to the grace of God and people like John Statmiller for seeing quality in our show and bringing us here. Of course, we can't tell you everything we've done over the course of the last 4 years and the time we have available tonight, but be sure to check out our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. All of our shows dating back for the past few years are available there on demand. We've interviewed the likes of Pat Buchanan, people like Jerome Corsi, General Hal Moore, you know, Pete Peters, all the way to the entertainers like Gary Puckett. And believe it or not, half of the RBN hosting staff has made appearances on our program, people like Terry Anderson, Mike Piper, Jack McLam, Larry Pratt, Alan Stang, Frosty Wolveridge, Phil Turney, the list goes on and on, Bill. But in many of these cases, these gentlemen and ladies aren't just merely folks we've had on the radio for an interview. They're people that are our friends. They are people that we work with outside of the radio program because we certainly don't believe all work ends when the mic's cut off. We are in this movement to bring about positive change, to positively affect American nationalism, so to speak. And we're going to be talking about that more as this show goes on. Our guests this evening are Michael Andrew Grissom, Joe McCutcheon, Sam Dixon, and Reverend Ted Pike. We try to bring you the names you know and the names you should. Later this month, you'll hear from Paul Craig Roberts, Peter Brimelow, Kevin McDonald, and Constitution Party presidential candidate Chuck Baldwin, among others. And before we dive into the red meat of tonight's broadcast, we're going to talk a little bit more about the history of this show, who we are, and what we've done so far, right after this next commercial break, which I understand is coming right up. Again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Political Cesspool. It's our privilege and pleasure to be with you tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Bill. They've got a lot to look forward to over the next 3 hours, do they not?
Oh, Michael Andrew Grissom coming on in the fourth segment, I believe. And certainly he's our resident expert on all things Southern, and I know you'll want to stay tuned for him first. And then, of course, the other guests. It's really an all-star lineup tonight, James.
Well, we got about 15 seconds before break. With that, we're just going to turn it back over to our producers in Round Rock, Texas, and the political festival will roll on right after this. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards and Bill Rowland will be back with much, much more right after this.
Breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And welcome back to
now
the...
let's return to the political cesspool with your host.
All right, I guess Art's got it. Well, this is our first night, so you know we're going to stumble a couple of times. But that's why, you know, as we've always said on this program, we intend to prove that this is live radio, unrehearsed and uncensored, every time out of the gate. And our listeners are never disappointed with that. Welcome back to the program, everybody. The political cesspool, James Edwards here with you tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network, along with my co-host, Bill Rowland. And as we mentioned during the first segment tonight, just for the benefit of those who perhaps have never tuned into our program before, we wanted to let you know a little bit more this segment about who we are and what we are, what we stand for, so on and so forth. So with that being said, there's just so many highlights as a co-founder of this program that we've experienced over the last 4 years, some of them very personal, based upon our work in the Memphis area to preserve and protect three local Confederate parks from being renamed in the Memphis area. I had the honor bestowed upon me by the Memphis City Council to be named an honorary Memphis City Councilman. Also, as the word of this program began to reach those in the establishment press, I had the opportunity to be interviewed on CNN a number of times. And, of course, there was just all those great nights on the air that we've spent with you, some of our loyal listeners who are tuned in tonight, inevitably, and attempting to try to condense 4 years of work into the time we have available tonight. And as I said at the top of the show, that's just not possible. Obviously, we can't do that. So, Bill, I'd like to turn it over to you just for a moment. And after this segment, we're going to get down to some contemporary politics. We're going to be talking about the forthcoming elections. We're going to bring our guests on. But, Bill, you've been through it all with us from the very beginning. And if someone came up to you and asked, as a host of this program, what the mission of this program is, what some of our brightest moments have been, and where the political cesspool goes from here, how would you answer that question?
Well, I think that in our mission statement it says it very plainly and very well. This program stands for the dispossessed majority. We're the voice of the dispossessed majority. And that means the European-American majority in this country, and we shouldn't be ashamed to say that. You know, the motto of this show, for all of those of you who are, all of you listening out there, the motto of this program is no retreat, no surrender, and no apologies. And we have held on to that motto and that belief that if we stand up for what is right, if we stand up for the truth, if we stand up for our people and our way of life, then we can't go wrong. And whenever someone in the media goes after a politician or a celebrity or a someone who they dislike, who is not part of the neo-Bolshevik mentality in this country among the media and among journalists, then usually these people will break and run and hide. And, of course, that just means the bloodhounds are turned loose with more ferocity against them. And so by keeping our motto, no retreat, no surrender, and no apologies, we have advanced from a tiny little radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, that was broadcast in a time when we didn't even think we'd have any listeners. It started out as sort of a gamble, I guess you'd say, as sort of a why don't we try this, a why not sort of situation where the time was made available on WLRM and 1380 in Memphis, and we went on the air, and James Edwards piloting the aircraft, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, co-host, guests started coming on the air we thought we would never get. I mean, if you look at the list of guests we've had, we started out with the action movie star Sonny Landham, who was made famous in the movies Predator and Southern Comfort, Poltergeist. He's been in many movies over the years. If you'll remember, Sonny Landham is the big Indian in Predator who makes the famous scene where he takes the knife and drags it across his chest before he goes in and fights the evil alien. And that was Sonny Landham. And what a big personality. What a guest. And we found out we had a lot in common with Sonny, and Sonny still got his hand in politics, and he still occasionally runs for office and speaks up for what's right. And then, of course, as James went down the list, Chris Simcox, Jim Gilchrist, of course, the militia guys, the border, the people who work to keep our border secure, General Hal Moore. One of the most recent guests we had, and one of the most interesting, was Officer Drew Lackey of Alabama.
I'm glad you brought him up.
Yes, and the famous photograph of Rosa Parks being fingerprinted in Birmingham. Well, you know, everyone knows who is in half of that picture is Rosa Parks. Nobody knows that the man in the other person in the photograph is Officer Drew Lackey, still living, wrote a book about the civil rights movement, and what a fraud and what a gross distortion the civil rights movement is, and how the media absolutely glamorized and glorified the civil rights movement. And here's a decorated policeman, the former chief of police of Montgomery, Alabama, and a man whose career has been spent an entire career, many, many years, to serve and protect the public. And he told the truth about the civil rights movement rather than the hype. And so what you get here is the truth as best we can tell it. We make mistakes, we make errors, but we don't head out of the gate. We don't walk up to the microphone in any way attempting to deceive or to persuade you in a way that benefits us or somehow is part of an agenda that is not the right agenda. First and foremost, this is a Christian broadcast. We are Christians. We are not going to run and hide behind labels like Judeo-Christian or spiritual or moralist or even people that talk about liberty and freedom and all that. We're first and foremost Christians. We're bondservants of Jesus Christ. And so that's my testimony to you. We're defenders of the faith. And so anyone that comes and listens to this program, you're not going to hear a lot of lurid comments. You're not going to hear a lot of innuendos. You're not going to hear talk about we all serve the same God. There's only one God for us. And so, it's based on the prayers and on the supplications to our Lord that we're on the air right now. And we realize that what we do is a blessing, it's not a right.
So, well, you're right, Bill. You're certainly right about that. And that's not to say that everyone tuned into our program has to subscribe to our faith, or even every single one of the tenets that we espouse. But we do believe that the message we push on this program is one that comes from heartfelt convictions, first of all. But secondly, we believe it to be right for all Americans. And again, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to visit our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, where you can read more about our mission statement and a little bit more about the history of the program, as well as tune into some of those guests and those interviews that we made mention of earlier. And Bill, I think it would be suffice to say that this show has become the show of record for the paleoconservative right, for lack of a better description. I believe that's the
of course, and it is the show of record because we have been quoted by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League probably more than any other radio show in history. I mean, when it comes down, when it comes down
to be sure, if someone does a simple Google search for political cesspool, they'll read a lot. And people ask me, you know, because death threats have come in. I had a very nice FBI agent at my home not long ago, as you know, Bill, to answer one of the more lewd threats I received. But you're right. The ADL and SPLC, along with, you know, ABC News for that matter, and many of the establishment press outlets have been covering this show as if they hang on every word we say. Anytime we have a prominent guest on, the paper the next morning, we'll talk about this guest appearing on our show and how evil they are for doing so. And I don't know what it is that we've done that's been so effective, but whatever the recipe, it certainly come out of the oven smelling like roses, and we're excited to be that show of record. We don't, as the American Free Press's mission statement says, we don't claim to represent both sides. We represent our side, the side we believe to be right, what we believe to be just. And people ask me all the time, well, you know, how can you do it? You're volunteers. How can you handle all of this scrutiny and, you know, for no pay and the threats and so on and so forth? And as we've always said, Bill, the price that we're forced to pay now from these attacks from the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL certainly pale in comparison to the prices of blood and bone that our ancestors had to pay in order to win us our freedoms and carve this nation out of a wilderness. I think what we do is just like tattered clothes and rags compared to what they contributed for our people. And what we do is the very least of which we should be prepared to do. And I wish others would come to stand with us and others come to speak out, because if they do, we will be able to, I believe, take back this country before it's taken from us forever. And with these radical immigration policies and neoconservative, a.k.a. Trotskyite foreign policies, I don't know how much the America we knew, the American experiment we love, is going to endure. And that's what this program is fighting to preserve, our way of life as given to us by our founding fathers, to create a better way of life for our future progeny.
Well, this is an activist broadcast, and as you mentioned earlier, we went into the field to defend the Confederate parks. And, you know, the activist radio, and there are other radio programs out there that do similar things, and call on people to take action. And I'm not going to mention them because they may not want to be mentioned on this program. And on the other hand, you know, they do their own thing and we do ours. But the point is that this is the future. The future is we are the media, you are the media. The big broadcast networks are all suffering and failing. The big newspapers are dinosaurs that are dying for oxygen and dying for air and are collapsing. This is the media, you are the media, we are the media.
We've got to start
moving towards turning this country away from the totalitarian path that all of us are on. And we've got to realize, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. We're on the path to totalitarianism right now, a police state. And I'll tell you, the first victims of this police state are going to be the white middle class. And I said,
Bill, we got 30 seconds left. Don't want to cut you off. We'll let you pick up where you left off right after this next break. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Political Cesspool radio program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to quit talking about ourselves now and talk about things much more important than ourselves as we move on with the rest of this program. You want to read about us, you want to sign up for our newsletter, our email list, watch some of my appearances on CNN. You can do all that and much more at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome to The Cheapest Link. Contestants, the question is, how does the political cesspool get the money to stay on the air? Contestant number two.
Eddie the Bombardier Miller gives flying lessons.
Wrong!
Contestant number three.
Ooh, James Edwards gets a part-time job as a spokesman for a men's hair growth product?
The correct answer is, from the thousands of listeners from all across the country and around the world, The Political Cesspool stays on the air because of you, our loyal listeners, support this program and our work with your generous donations. Do your part to keep the one true voice of conservatism on the air by going online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Help us keep The Political Cesspool going as we continue to expand our listening audience. Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
So today, I'll be standing. And welcome back, everyone, to the political cesspool on this, our debut broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is September 6th, 2008. It's my baby brother's birthday, so it's been a great day all the way around. Welcome back to the show. James Edwards here with Bill Rowland, and Bill Rowland has improved his microphone, so to speak, during the middle of the break.
I took some Robert Goulet voice lessons during the during the break, and I sound much better now. I do want to mention, James, before we go too much further, that one of the sponsors that we have that didn't the commercial hasn't been recut for this show is, of course, the Council of Conservative Citizens. You and I both members, and I just want to say, you know, if you want to learn more about the council, we'll have a commercial perhaps next show, but you can go to the Council of Conservative Citizens, COFCC.org.
And, of course, we knew there would be some trial and errors on any opening night, but we hope that we'll get all that ironed out and that this will be the first of a very, very long and prosperous working relationship with RBN. We know that it will. All right, we're done talking about us. Wanted to, though, give you a little bit of background information about this program as we move forward, and move forward now we will. Bill, of course, our first guest coming up in just a moment will be Michael Andrew Grissom. He's going to be talking about what impact an Obama administration would have on the country, particularly the South, which is our homeland. But I did receive an article, and I wrote about it on my blog at our radio program's website, and it comes from a columnist, if you want to call her that, Fatima Ali. She writes for the Philadelphia Daily News. And apparently, Bill, this is what she said. I'll just lay it out there. If John McCain wins, look for a full-fledged race war. But if Obama wins the White House, we may just see a revolution that can turn the tide and improve this nation for everyone, not just a select few. So, you know, we and others have wondered, Bill, if blacks will riot in America if Obama loses, of course, after all the hype that's been bestowed upon his candidacy. But this columnist is saying, forget the riots, look for a full-fledged race war. And she goes on to say, of course, toting the typical liberal Democrat party line, that the policies of the Republicans and the Republicans only have brutalized our economy, yet the wealthiest, she writes, think that everything is fine. The Republicans don't understand that millions are suffering. Over the last 8 years, we've lost 3.2 million jobs and started a war that's cost trillions. The lies and the deceit that got us into Iraq, she writes, in the first place, are just the tip of the iceberg and have ruined America's reputation across the globe. And, of course, what she doesn't mention, Bill, is that the Democrats are in control of Congress. Now, to be sure, she's right about the Republicans. I couldn't care less about the Republicans. I believe George Wallace was right 40 years ago when he said there wasn't a dime's worth of difference. But let's talk about the double standard here for just a moment, Bill, to cut to the chase.
Double standard.
Columnist for Philadelphia Daily News promises a race war if Obama loses. If a white man or a conservative says he's not going to vote for Obama and he's a racist, a little bit of hypocrisy there, in your opinion, and what do you make of this story?
Well, double standard. Look at the double talk in this article, and I made some notes here. She says in her article, people are struggling and the privileged are so out of touch they pretend it's okay that children go hungry. First of all, this is the only country in the world where the number one health problem among people of lower income or what is called below the poverty line is not hunger, it's obesity. It's obesity and then diabetes and other health problems associated with obesity. We're the only country in the world that has fat poor people. So somebody needs to take the plate away and not quit shoving all this food down these poor people's throats, because now they're dying of diabetes and diseases related to obesity. So in the first place, this is just more of this hyper-emotionalism, hyper-emotional hyperbole you get out of the left. But then it's really funny. She actually contradicts herself. She quotes the poet Langston Hughes, a black poet from the early 20th century, when he wrote, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is broken. Winged bird that cannot fly, hold fast to dreams, for if dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow," etc. But then she goes down here and accuses the Republicans, or the Americans, just Americans, of staying in a dream state. Well, I thought we weren't supposed to give that up. I mean, make up your mind, Ali. Which is it? Why can't we have our dream state? You say you have your dreams, but we're in the dream state. Well, apparently we're in the right place, according to your article. So this is more what I guess you'd call a screed or a tirade about Obama. And it's really about Obama. It's not really about McCain. It's about
Buchanan.
You know, the savior's at the doorstep.
If McCain loses, do you think he's going to be employed by MSNBC tomorrow?
I'm sorry, James, what did you say again? I was
saying if a conservative columnist, such as our friend Pat Buchanan, wrote an article promising a race war if the white candidate loses, do you think he'd still be employed by MSNBC? And how is it that so many, and unfortunately this isn't limited to Fatima Ali and the Philadelphia Daily News. You can read this in any major daily newspaper across the country, articles like this. And, Bill, we've only got about 45 seconds left. I'll turn it over to you for a final thought.
There is a double standard, and it's the Bolshevik media double standard, and that is that whatever we say we are permitted to say things that you are not permitted to say. And this is very typical Soviet thinking, is that you know, it's the old quote from Animal Farm, everybody is equal, but some are more equal than others.
And with that being said, we're going to go to our next break. If you want to read that article and my thoughts on it, visit my blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Michael Andrew Grissom, our first guest of the night, is coming your way when the political cesspool rolls on tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere. James Edwards and Bill Rowland back right after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered.
This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
To help you face the world each day, that road goes nowhere.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the program, everyone. James Edwards, Bill Rowland here with you on this edition of the Political Cesspool Radio Program, our opening night act for the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're honored to be here. Bill, as you know, our guest is on the line now, Michael Andrew Grissom, a best-selling author, among other things. We specifically wanted to infuse our commentary about that column out of the Philadelphia Daily News in advance of Mr. Grissom's appearance tonight, because it correlates directly with what he'll be talking about. And we're going to open up the phone line for Mike Grissom a little bit later on during this, our first hour. That being said, Bill, introduce our aforementioned guest, and let's get down to business.
Well, Michael Andrew Grissom is an author and a resident currently of in Oklahoma. And he is the author of a real handbook for Southern nationalism or Southern patriotism, however you want to put it, Southern by the Grace of God, very famous book, and now been in many, many printings. He can tell you how many printings it's been through now. Also, The Last Rebel Yell, fantastic book, When the South Was Southern, a sort of photo history of the South, and a really elegant, beautiful book, and Can the South Survive, which is Michael Andrew Grissom's, I guess you'd call it his Jeremiad, his standing on the mountain, and his Patrick Henry speech about the South, a sort of a long book on the South that amounts to a real call to arms. So we welcome on the air Michael Andrew Grissom. Mike, how you doing?
Doing, Bill.
Well, you are with us tonight. We're going to talk about, you know, the politics in this country has gone so wild, the South seems to be either in the crossfire or completely ignored. Where does the South stand right now in this political situation with the two candidates now roaming over the country telling us they're going to save everything?
Oh, boy. What a question. I really think the South is it's not even a player anymore. We're so much like the rest of the country. I don't know that, of course we have no choice. There's no choice between the two. I suppose we've had election offerings this bad before, but I don't remember when. It's about as bad as Dole versus Clinton. I don't think the South stands to win anything, and we haven't for, 30, 40 years. So, asking me how I like either one of them, or like the system, or like our chances, is about like asking Miss Lincoln how she liked to play.
Well,
that was
one...
a poor taste, Mike, but I loved it. Guilty pleasure here.
Hello, James.
How you doing, my friend? Good to talk to you again. It's been
fine.
A while since you were last on the air with us.
Congratulations on your new program, your new show.
Well, thanks to people like you for keeping us on the air all these years, and I guess we have a few more people listening than the last time you joined us.
That's good.
Nevertheless, you're right, of course. I don't think that either candidate is going, well, I know neither candidate is going to provide an America First alternative on the issues that matter most, be it foreign policy, trade, immigration, so on and so forth. There's absolutely no difference. But specifically under an Obama administration, you know, Mike, as well as anyone, that the history, the heroes, the monuments to the Old South have been under attack for a long, long time now with varying degrees of success. We were able, thankfully, to rebut one of those attacks here in Memphis, but in other places they've not been so lucky. How do you think it'll pan out for our people should Obama be elected with regards to the war against Southern heritage and the legacy of our Southern ancestors?
Well, that war has been so complete, and it's already been won by the other side. I would say 95% of our icons and memorial days and celebrations and emblems and symbols are now buried. And we have quite a challenge to retain, for instance, the Forrest statue, which you mentioned in Memphis, and Confederate Park. Really, I don't think that Obama's election is going to be bode any worse than the election of McCain. We have to remember McCain is the one who trashed the Confederate flag when he was running against George Bush 8 years ago. He claims he had a Confederate ancestor from Mississippi. And in South Carolina, he kind of timidly danced around the flag issue and said, yeah, I was okay with them. But then he felt so obligated after George Bush whipped him in South Carolina to come back and set the record straight that that flag was an awful, odious thing and it ought to be removed from public view. So I don't know how much more damage Obama could do. He's not the man, of course, that we need, but neither is McCain. I mean,
let me ask you this, Mike. I don't mean to cut you off.
That's fine.
And then, Bill, I want to turn it back over to you. But of course, I agree with you, Mike, wholeheartedly. But let me ask you this. Obviously, we're based in Memphis, and we have a very loyal Southern base here traditionally as the audience of this program. Now on RBN, more than before, we certainly have a vast and varied audience coming from all ports of call here in the United States of America and, indeed, a global audience now. Why should they be concerned about what happens in the South, and is our fight also their fight, and how is it so, if it is at all?
Wow.
That makes sense.
you make a lot of sense. It's my dull brain that's not making the sense. No, we have become so much like the rest of the country. For instance, about the only difference that I see in the South, between the South and any other section anymore, is we like fried okra and we want to drink iced tea all year instead of during the summer only. So immigration and other issues that affect the rest of the country and affect the South, yes, those are common issues. And, of course, Obama is a Marxist. But you know what? We've been moving down this path for 40 years now, and none of us should be surprised that we get a son of Africa now to run for the highest office in this land, and he wants to open the borders, but so does McCain. And Obama wants to redistribute wealth, but goodness, we've been redistributing wealth for a long time under the federal system. To me, it's just almost beyond repair, and I was not at all surprised that we came up with these two candidates.
Well, no, I mean, you know, you imagine the worst case scenario, and that's usually what manifests itself in this day and age for paleoconservatives. Bill, I'll turn it back over to you. I'm sure you have some more questions for our esteemed guest, Mr. Grissom, but before you get to that, would you like a tackle of that? Because I think it's a very interesting and important thing to discuss. Should other people in other parts of the country be concerned with Southern heritage and the assault on Southern emblems? Is that something that can transcend to something that they might hold dear? Bill?
Well, the thing is that Southern heritage was just the first target. It was the first bullseye. And as we have seen, I can remember, and probably Mike can remember too, that 15 or 16 years ago, when much of this had really reached a fever pitch in the South, in Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, a lot of different states had these fights going on at the same time. We warned people in the North and elsewhere in the country that it was our flag today, it would be something of theirs tomorrow. And now we have seen this come true, that there are places where, for instance, American flags are not displayed for fear of offending Latinos, that the Pledge of Allegiance is not said in some schools for fear of offending other minorities.
And then, of course, it goes all the way up the ladder to the homosexual marriage issue. I mean, it was easy for them to hang us out to dry, you know, because we were these evil backwards people from the South holding on to their guns and whatever else
they said
about it.
Right. It's a gradualist, a gradual poisoning of the mind by these leftists and by these neo-Bolsheviks. And the point is that when they went after the South, of course, because this was the hardest nut to crack, the Bible Belt South with much stronger traditions than other parts of the country. And once you have cracked that hard shell, then the others will fall fairly easily, and that's what's happened. You know,
and unfortunately, I believe Mike is right. You know, there are still certainly some rural segments of the South that still maintain a very distinct identity and a distinct cultural heritage, certainly a prerequisite for nationalism. There are still some pockets of the South that hold that, but by and large, Memphis is interchangeable with Boston. But, Bill, we've got a great guest on the line. You and I can talk among ourselves later. Throw him another pitch.
Well, the thing I'm concerned about, Mike, is that if Obama is elected, I'm concerned that he will push forward legislation or laws that will label or will decree that the Confederate flags and Confederate symbols are actually hate symbols, and people will go to prison for having a Confederate flag decal on their car or having a Confederate flag pin on their lapel or showing up someplace with a Confederate flag and being arrested. This is the thing that concerns me, and one of Obama's big buddies is the governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, who is actually tried to push some of these things when he was in the Carter administration, tried to push for stronger indictments of people who he would call hate criminals or basically thought crime. Do you feel that in an Obama administration there would actually be a hunt for people who had sympathies for Southern patriotism and sympathies for Confederate symbols?
Quite possible. I think your fears are well grounded. He despises white people, if what I read and what I've heard about him is even partially true. You know, he's even put it in some of his books, his antipathy toward white people and his own grandmother, who was white and helped raise him. Yes, I think he's vicious enough. I think he's vindictive enough that he would, with the help of the NAACP and other domestic terror groups, would probably push for legislation like that. And of course, he's going to appoint people to the court as goofy as some that that Clinton appointed. And that is a real fear and a real danger. And as probably McCain would probably not propose those kinds of things, you would have a Congress that probably would tend to go along more with Obama. In other words, if he proposed something, you probably have a willing Congress, whereas McCain probably wouldn't get to the level of proposing it. But we're living in, you know, Orwell's 1984. We're living in that today, and of course, thought crimes, as you mentioned, all of that goes along with this new thinking that Obama's proposing.
Gentlemen, if I might interject for a moment, I'd like to give out for the first time this evening our 1-800 number. We would like to take a couple of calls now. If anybody has a question for Michael Andrew Grissom, the iconic author of Southern by the Grace of God, came out of Pelican Publishing. That's a tongue twister for you. Or at least they did one of the recent printings. The number here for RBN is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. We got a few more minutes with Mike Grissom, and he'd like to hear from you. So give us a call, and we're waiting to hear from you too. Bill, back to you and Mike.
Now, Mike, when you originally wrote, you set out to write Southern by the Grace of God. What was your expectation? I know we're kind of going back in history a little bit, but many of our listeners are not new listeners are not familiar with you. And you wrote this book as a statement of belief and I think a testimony to your own beliefs. What did you foresee through writing this book would happen? You know, where did you think the South would be today compared with where you started at? And I think, was it 1991 when you wrote the book?
1987, I began writing it, and actually got it into print in 1988, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And my purpose in writing it was to try to unify Southern thought. I had I was raised during the centennial of the war between the states, and it was intended to be a wonderful celebration of the war between the states. Northern states had their Civil War centennial commissions, and Southern states had theirs. But the NAACP immediately tried to ruin it by starting all the civil rights freedom rides through the South during the 4 years that we were celebrating, or commemorating is a better idea than better word than celebrating. And for about 20 years, I watched symbols under attack and name changes, road names, street names, Confederate holidays. Everything was going down, and nobody, no great author, no well-known author was coming to our defense. They were writing little tales from North Carolina hill country, which were good but innocuous tales. And I wanted somebody to step forward, and nobody did. So I decided I would write a book and try to unify Southerners to stop some of these attacks. My hope was that it would work and that we would stand up in our own defense. That happened to a certain extent for about 10 to 12 years, but the tide was already against us, and I couldn't foresee 20 years later that we were going to completely lose, and I'm not trying to be a defeatist, I'm a realist. But we've lost so much, and I see really no hope. I see no interest among the newer generations in anything remotely connected to heritage or symbols.
Mike, that being said, let's take a caller here. We have Randall on the line from Tennessee with a question for Michael Andrew Grissom. Randy, are you there?
Oh, I'm fine. How are y'all tonight?
Doing good. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Y'all are new to RBN, are you?
First show. Brand new tonight.
Okay. Well, y'all got a pretty interesting program going. I think that the major problems we have, of course, being a Southerner all my life from the Mid-South, I think the big thing we need to be focused on is a deficit. I think if that fails, we're all going down.
Bill, Mike, any comment on that?
Well, James, I don't think we're ever going to get the deficit under control. I agree with him. It's a very big problem. But the World Bank and the World Bankers are not ever going to want us to pay off the deficit, because that's what keeps them in business. And the federal government works hand in hand with the big banking institutions, and that's why we always borrow and borrow and borrow and then pay interest and interest to keep the banks going. We're never going to get a Congress or a president that says, let's pay off the deficit and stop deficit spending. I hate to say it, but it's never happened in my life, and I don't think we're going to see it.
Randall, anything you'd like to add to that, Randall? We're about to go to our next break.
If that's the case, what's the end result going to be?
Catastrophe.
Yeah.
Well, the end result is going to be a world currency or some measure of trade or measure of credit that reduces our standard of living to that of a lower second world, upper third world nation. I think that there's a leveling process going on around the world to bring everybody to the same rice bowl.
And we talked about this recently. You very well could see come to fruition here in America a caste system such as you see in Mexico. But it remains to be seen. I mean, obviously, we're marching towards a hemispheric currency, which is obviously the precursor towards a global currency. And I think we all can agree that that is what they would like to have happen. Now, whether or not they'll succeed may very well depend on what we do or don't do. If we continue to subscribe to the culture of bread and circus, and we're more concerned with who wins the football game on Sunday afternoon than, the future of this nation, then, they will have their day. Mike, stay on the line with us. We got 10 seconds going to break. Randall, thanks for the call. Check us out at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And ladies and gentlemen, be prepared to call in. We're going to keep our guest for a few more seconds. We'll be back right after this.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Thank you very much, Art. That's Art Frith, the Lord of the Board, for all of you new listeners out there, our producer and broadcast engineer for the Political Cesspool radio program. Welcome back to the show tonight, everybody. James Edwards, Bill Rowland, and our guest, our first guest anyway, Michael Andrew Grissom, on the line. He has written, among other works, Southern by the Grace of God, I think his biggest hit, and he's on the line with us now for just a couple of more minutes. I hate to sound repetitive, but we very much value a close and personal working relationship with our listening audience. We want you to get to know us better, and we want to get to know you. So go visit us at thepoliticalcesspool.org, sign up for our mailing list, send us an email, browse through the archives, learn more about us, and hopefully together ideas and solutions will present themselves. Bill, Mike, thanks for hanging on the line with us. Well, Bill, I don't mean to thank you. You have to. But, Mike, thank you for hanging on the line. We've got a caller, John in California, with a question for Mr. Grissom. John, are you there?
Yeah. How are you gentlemen doing this morning or evening?
We're hanging in there like a rusty fishhook.
Okay. Well, as a northerner, I see a lot of problems that America has had, and that are getting worse. You know, we have a group of international bankers that are policing our America, and a lot of problems that occur in America is because our population cannot and will not come together to fight the group that manipulates all segments of the American populace. So I just want to understand, in the mind of a Southerner, why would you want to fight for symbols that, for one, one symbol is the Confederate flag. That was the flag of the rebels. That is not the flag of the United States. And this is these things just serve to divide us. And I just can't understand why would you want to fight for a flag that represented the atrocities against another segment of Americans. If you were to turn it around, I'm just trying to understand.
Okay, let me ask you something. Sir. Let me ask you a question.
We only have 2 minutes before our next break. We'll take it.
What would you say to Mexicans who burn American flags and they've come across the border? They were invaders. They're invading this country and taking down American flags. Are you going to fight against unity by insisting that your flag fly over the state of California? What if they're burning the state of California flag?
Of course I would fight, because they're not Americans.
But that's
We're
not
talking
unifying
about Americans.
That's
We're
not
talking
unifying
about Americans. Why would you fight for a flag that divides the American populace?
Why do we have states? Why do we have individual states? If that's not – why don't we just get rid of states then if we're not – unified, why not abolish states?
So that would unify us if we
abolished all the states, got rid of the governors and everything. Well, then we'd have a problem with central government, wouldn't we?
John?
Yeah, it would be anarchy.
John?
It was anarchy. Believe me, it was anarchy when the Union invaded the South and burned our homes here. And we keep our flags to remember what it's like to live under tyranny.
Okay.
I want to turn over to Mike Grissom. John, it's a good question. It's something that we certainly want to answer. We only have 60 seconds left. Mike, you get the final word.
John, why would you fight against those symbols?
Because it divides us. These things represented tyranny against a segment of our American populace. In fact, atrocities.
Okay, we've heard that. Okay, John. John. Whoa, we've heard that three times. Now, you're calling for unity, but you've already gone on the attack against us and our provincialism and our states, the holidays, the symbols. You've gone on the attack, so the unity's been destroyed. We've never attacked any other part of the country, but callers like you love to call in and take advantage of a good show like this in degrading us and throwing rocks at us. How do you expect us to embrace you?
We're all out of time. Thanks for it. We'll be back with our next segment right after this on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Political Cesspool continues.